From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The Pentagon announced today that it will accept openly gay recruits for now. The move comes 1 week after a federal judge issued an injunction ordering the Pentagon to stop enforcing its policy that prohibits gays and lesbians from serving openly. Don't ask, don't tell. The ruling has been appealed, and as the case works its way through the courts, we wondered what the injunction means, if anything, for two groups. First, the thousands of servicemen and women who've been discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And second, for gays and lesbians still in the military, perhaps wondering if now's the time to disclose their sexuality. Alex Nicholson is the executive director of Service Members United, an organization of gay and lesbian troops and veterans, and I asked him, after 17 years, how many people have been directly affected by the policy.
As of now, we know of 14,055 men and women who've been discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That number, of course, does not include the tens of thousands of men and women who have decided not to reenlist or continue their commission because of the law. It doesn't include fiscal year 2010 numbers, which we don't have yet. And all Don't Ask, Don't Tell discharges are not disclosed by the Department of Defense.
And would the status of those who have been discharged be affected by the end of the policy of Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
What it would do to those who've already been discharged is make them eligible to go back in as long as they are otherwise eligible to go back in. So, for example, those who have aged out of eligibility for military service would, of course, not be able to go back in just because Don't Ask, Don't Tell was lifted. But those who remain age eligible, those who don't have any health problems that have developed since they were discharged and remain eligible under a number of other criteria, would be eligible to go back in once their paperwork is changed.
Now, I saw a bar graph of the number of discharges year by year. And after September 11th, 9/11, the number goes down suddenly and it drops after that. What happened?
That's correct. Well, we know that in times of conflict, the number of discharges drop significantly. And we believe from experience that that's based on commanders in times of extraordinary need simply ignoring the law and looking the other way. You've seen, if you look at the statistics and graphics, like you mentioned, a significant drop of almost half after 9/11, and then another drop of almost half after the Iraq War began in 2003. And so we know that in times of conflict, commanders are looking the other way, despite the fact that the rationale for the law is that in times of conflict, especially the presence of a known gay man or woman in the military, is detrimental to unit cohesion, morale, and combat readiness.
I understand that the Pentagon has recently instituted some safeguards to the policy that it still intends to observe and preventing what it calls third-party outings. What does that mean?
That's correct. Well, many men and women who've been discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell were outed because, for example, a civilian acquaintance or friend or someone they were dating out of spite turned them into their unit or their command. And that was never how Don't Ask, Don't Tell was originally intended to go. And so it's unfortunately deteriorated, in our opinion, to a state of arbitrary and capricious enforcement whereby men and women have been outed because their colleagues out them. They're not violating Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They're not out. But they're being outed against their will in many cases.
And then they're called upon to comment in that, and then you come up with the telling part.
Exactly.
When charges are lodged against someone, there are procedures for an investigation, and the Pentagon now says that has to be led by a still higher officer than before. How typical is it that charges against a service member actually go through that investigation process?
Well, you know, we don't have exact statistics on the various ways in which Don't Ask, Don't Tell manifests itself at the command level. But from experience, you know, I can tell you that the general trend is that most investigations are cut off at a very early point. Most of the time, the service member is given the option not to fight the charge or not to fight the information in exchange for a clean and quick discharge process.
An honorable discharge, typically?
It's almost always honorable these days. That's the default characterization of Don't Ask, Don't Tell discharges. But of course, it wasn't always that way.
What are you telling your members who are in uniform about coming out?
Well, right now, this is a very volatile time. Things may change very well at several points in the future. So we're definitely recommending to our members very strongly that they not come out, that they just hold tight and wait and see how this process develops.
Alex Nicholson, Executive Director of Service Members United, the organization of gay and lesbian troops and veterans. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.